Welcome to our Goleta City Council special meeting of November the 5th, 2021. If you'll all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, can we have, please have roll call.
Councilmember Seves.
Here.
Councilmember Kasdan.
Here.
Councilmember Richards.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Kiriakou.
Here.
Mayor Perotti.
Here. All right, looks like we're all here. Okay, at this time we'll have public forum. Anybody that wishes to speak to anything not on the agenda.
And if any member of the public does wish to speak on any non-agenda item, please use the raise hand icon and I will call on you. I see no speakers, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. City Manager Michelle Green, do we have any amendments or adjustments?
Madam Mayor, we have no amendments or adjustments to this afternoon's special meeting.
Okay, thank you. I think we're ready for the discussion item.
And that's item A1, Santa Barbara County Supervisory Redistricting.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, Christy Schmidt, our Assistant City Manager, will be leading this discussion. And so she's prepared to start with a brief presentation. So I'll hand it over to Ms. Schmidt.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor Perotti and City Council members. I'm Christy Schmidt, Assistant City Manager. As you know, for almost a year, staff have been very focused on the city's first districting process. But today we'd like to talk to you about the county's supervisorial process. They are redistricting. As you know, the county, along with multiple agencies throughout California, is engaged in a redistricting process to draw their supervisorial districts in light of new 2020 census population numbers, as required by state law. The current five supervisorial districts were, of course, based on the 2010 census. So to accomplish this, in 2018, Santa Barbara County voters approved Measure G, that formed an 11-member independent redistricting commission to establish the new electoral district boundaries. The current district boundaries are reflected in this chart. As you can see, the South Coast has representation, the South Coast of Santa Barbara County, has a representation in three districts. The easternmost portion is in District 1, the center portion is in District 2, and the western portion is in District 3. District 4 and 5 are in the North County districts. And I said these districts were drawn in 22 census numbers. With the 2020 count, Santa Barbara's total population increased by 5.7%, mostly in North County. And these lines need to be redrawn to be balanced based on the new census numbers. The county's total population grew from nearly 424,000 in 2010 to more than 448,000 in 2020, according to the raw census data. The cities with the biggest population increase were Solvang, with a 16.8% increase of 881 people, followed by Guadalupe, with a 13.9% increase of 977 people, and Santa Maria with a 10.2% increase of more than 10,150 people. Goleta grew by 9.4%, or an increase of about 2,802 people. Buellton grew by 6.9%, or 333 people, and Lompoc's population increased by 4.7%, or 2,010 people. The cities of Carpinteria and Santa Barbara saw the smallest increases in population out of all of the cities, with Carpinteria growing 1.7% and Santa Barbara growing just 0.3%. Zeroing in on the current district map, For the Goleta area, you can see that southwestern Goleta and a small portion of western Goleta and also Isla Vista and the Gaviota Coast are in District 3, while the rest of Goleta is included in District 2. The border between District 2 and 3 runs along the airport property to the south and the west on Los Corneros. So what we hope to accomplish today was to see if you would like to officially weigh in on this county process, authorizing officials such as the mayor and the mayor pro tem or the city manager or her designee to advocate with the commission for your positions. And for example, some of the bigger questions that you might address are, does the city of Goleta prefer to be in a single supervisorial district or divided into two supervisorial districts? And if the city of Goleta is divided into two supervisorial districts, where should that dividing line be? And whether the city is in one district or two districts, it's going to have to be combined because of the population in with other areas. So what non-city areas should be included with those same districts? That could be the greater Goleta Valley, the county unincorporated areas, Isla Vista, the city of Santa Barbara, the Gaviota Coast, et cetera. And is there a particular draft map that the city should support? We provided a link in your staff report and you may wish to advocate for a particular map. At the county's redistricting commission's meeting on Wednesday night, their demographer provided an overview of some of the early county maps that had been submitted by the public. And one of the biggest differences between the various maps was one notable issue that the council may wish to weigh in on specifically. So that is, the whole South Coast can't be included in one or even two supervisorial districts. And that means that part of the South County must be joined into a district with the North County. The maps submitted deal with this issue in various ways, and they were grouped by the demographer into the following question and solutions. Given that the population of South County is too large to fit into two districts, but too small to fit into three, which area of South County gets excluded from the districts that are more or less wholly based here? Southwest, and the choices were the Southwest Goleta Valley, Isla Vista, UCSB, and Southwestern Goleta, fairly similar to what we've got now. West Goleta Valley, Isla Vista, UCSB, and more of the Western Goleta. The whole city of Goleta. And we'll see a map that Santa Maria is proposing that includes that solution. The Northwestern Goleta Valley. So that would be Western Goleta and the portion of the Goleta Valley that is that is north of the US 101. The North Goleta Valleys, that would be those portions of Goleta and the Eastern Goleta Valley that are north of the US 101. Or getting out of Goleta entirely, the only option really that they were talking about that didn't group Goleta, a part of Goleta with North County, was the Eastern Foothill areas, Carpinteria, Montecito, and areas north of 192 being grouped with North County. And, you know, that first part of the question, what parts of South County should be joined with North County? And then the second part of that question, dealt with in different ways by different maps which were submitted, which areas of Central and North County should that area of South County join with to form a third district? And those areas, the possible areas are the San Ynez Valley, as we saw, District 3, which part of Goleta is in, currently includes the San Ynez Valley. Lompoc is currently, the city of Lompoc is currently in District 4. Vandenberg, the Vandenberg area, which is currently in District 3. Guadalupe, which is currently in District 3. Or Santa Maria, which is currently mostly in District 4 and 5. The timeline for the council and others to weigh in on the county process is pretty tight. The county's new deadline that they just set on Wednesday night for written comments before they start to pare down their maps to a smaller group of choices is November 12th. That was again, just extended to that date at Wednesday's meeting. They were going to do November 8th, and that's what's in your staff report, but they eventually went with the 12th. That same day, the redistricting commission is scheduled to pare down the total map submissions to 3 to 5 focus maps. It's going to be a challenge, and start to take comment on those focus maps and potentially adjust them in round one during a review. And thereafter, they'll choose 3 to 4 maps to move into a round two consideration, and then choose a map for early adoption adoption in early December. I should note that because they extended the deadline on Wednesday, and their rules require them to have 7 hearings between that and their map adoption date, they'll be adding one more hearing to the list above, but they haven't, as far as I know, announced that date yet. Next, on a related note to that, to the questions that we've already talked about, we'd like to present a request from the City of Santa Maria that we received through their city manager. He asked that Goleta ask the County Redistricting Commission to consider cities as communities of interest. And as a reminder, a community of interest is a contiguous population which shares common social and economic interests that should be included within a single district for purposes of its effective and fair representation. The Santa Maria City Council passed a resolution, which was included in your packet, that included this position and other positions that are more specific to the North County area. The city manager of Santa Maria elaborated that with the theory that splitting up cities leads to the underrepresentation of cities in our county and a greater focus by the supervisors on unincorporated areas of the county rather than on cities where most county voters live. And that it cost shifts to cities for our county services such as law enforcement, animal control, and a number of others. So that was their reasoning in their request to us. Their request also included a specific map that Santa Maria staff prefer as meeting the direction of their city council, and stated that they believe Goleta should also support. So here is that map. Under Santa Maria's map, the city of Goleta would be kept whole in a district with Lompoc, while Santa Maria would be kept mostly whole in a district with all of the San Ynez Valley and the Kachuma watershed. Isla Vista and the greater unincorporated Goleta Valley and Hope Ranch would be in a district with Montecito and Carpinteria, and Santa Barbara would be kept basically in its own district. So that's how this looks. And then just to, it's a little somewhat fuzzy detail of how they've divided Santa Barbara and the Goleta area. And I do have a link that at later on, if you want to dive into this further, that we can dive further in at the end of the presentation. So to get rid of that fuzziness. So Santa Maria's reasoning, they believe their map is best for Santa Maria, Goleta, and other cities because it creates 2 majority-minority districts by both voting age population, by race, which comports, and by vote, and by total population, which comports with the priorities of the Voting Rights Act. These would be the district that was contained the city of Santa Maria. That was the district shown in light green. And then the district shown in pink, which contained the Cuyama Valley. And I'll note that when we look at the map, we see that even the district in darker green that would contain Goleta would be a majority minority district when you include all of the minority populations in that. It's not majority Hispanic Latinx, but it is majority minority when you look at all of the minority populations. They also said that it divides the districts primarily by major thoroughfare rather than gerrymander. And again, that's one of the things that demographers like to see under the Voting Rights Act. It maintains certain communities of interest. And for them, that means that it comports with the priorities of their city council as reflected in the resolution as practically as possible. It keeps the Vandenberg Space Force Base, Lompoc, Mission Hills, Vandenberg Village, and the federal prison in the same districts. And it keeps the entire Santa Ynez Valley together, including the Lake Kachuma watershed. It keeps the cities of Goleta and Santa Barbara as whole as possible in their view. And it puts the two medium-sized cities, Lompoc and Goleta, together for the first time. And according to them, these two communities share some 10,000 commuters each day. I didn't go back and verify that, but that is part what they presented as their reasoning. And finally, it restores Guadalupe with both Santa Maria and the Oracut districts into a district, and it restores Cuyama in the east side of Santa Maria. So at the end of this presentation, we'll have you weigh in on how you feel about Santa Maria's request and whether you want to advocate with the commission for their positions. So this slide shows some of the other districting. We thought as long as we're talking about the county, we might as well bring up the other districts that are related to Goleta that are in a redistricting process. And these include the Goleta Water District, the Goleta Sanitary District, the Goleta Unified School District, the Santa Barbara Unified School District, and of course, the state of California. So council may or may not want to weigh in on one or more of these processes. Oops, that concludes my presentation, but before we turn to some specific questions for council to ponder, Mayor Perotti, we are happy to answer any questions you have about what I've covered so far.
Are you asking me for my opinion right now?
Questions from council.
Okay. I will start. I do have a question on how we typically do things in Goleta. This affects our community, and we are now doing or making a decision. Not a decision, but a suggestion to the redistricting commission based on one single meeting. We don't do things like that in Goleta. We usually have several meetings. So before I would want to, it doesn't look like the timeline, and maybe that's my question to you, the timeline doesn't give us that opportunity to have more meetings where our constituents can come in and voice their opinion. And as it stands now, they can still contribute their opinions and thoughts on this directly to the county's redistricting commission. There's still time for that. But it doesn't look like we would have any time to have more meetings. Is that correct?
Well, that would be correct before they narrow down the field of maps into 3 to 5 focus maps. So that sort of general wide open, submit a map, submit, general comments about maps before they select focus maps, that deadline would be next week on the 12th. But after that, they'll have focus maps and they'll have 7 other meetings before they actually choose a map. So while you're correct that we would not be able to just weigh in that more general sense, we certainly could bring back to you at some point if you wanted to look at those focus maps and provide opinions on the maps that they're looking at, we could come back to you with something like that. We have a month so the 18th, we would still be able to look, if we came to you the 16th, we would still be able to comment on round one maps, and then round two maps would be selected. It'd be tight, but we could come back to you at least once again.
I guess what I'm referring to is just the fact that our workshops that we've had, so many of them, including one last night on our own redistricting, I see this problematic that we're not able to do that and really make our recommendation based on what, that's where I'm coming from. But I'd like to hear.
I don't envy the county right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure they'll do a great job. They'll figure it out. I'd like to hear from other council members how they feel about this. I'm not seeing anyone. So somebody may have. Let me see if I don't have my gallery up.
Madam Mayor, I've had my hand up and
I'm so sorry. I did not see you because of the presentation. So I see you now.
Madam Mayor, I think the order would be Kyle, then Roger, then me, based on what I saw on screen.
Oh, thank you, because I did not see
anything. That helps.
I only saw Christy. Okay, Councilmember Richards.
Thank you. I don't necessarily have a question, but it's more a point of information. With regard to the suggested map from Santa Maria, I take issue with the description of it as keeping Goleta whole. And I know that that was the way the city of Santa Maria has presented it. And that seemed to be the way it was presented during this presentation. But I just want to note that, you know, based on looking at the map, and unfortunately, it's not a very good image. I don't know if there's a closer image of Goleta from that suggested map. But basically, by my calculations, this would keep their map suggestion would keep 70% of Goleta in one district and 30% in another. And that was based on the calculations that I did using our own map drawing function from our website. So anyway, I just want to point out that, you know, they may have presented it as such, but a 30-70 split doesn't, to me, seem to indicate that we're being kept in one district. And it actually is, I think, very similar to the proportionality of how we're currently split between about, by my calculation, 69% of the population versus 31%. So anyway, I just want to make a point of that, because I object to the characterization that this is keeping Goleta whole.
Thank you. And I appreciate that clarification.
I think you said Councilmember Kasdan was next.
Kiriakou was.
I think it was a Sevis than me, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Councilmember Sevis, go ahead.
Roger,
Madam
you're
Mayor,
muted.
It appears he may have lost his connection or is muted. I don't see
him. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes. Okay. And I can see you.
I was muted. Is there a way of showing, again, the current district, the way it's laid out, specifically, you know, where the dividing line is for Goleta.
You can kind of see the airport property there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the second and third district splits where?
You know, I had thought that was Los Carneros, but as I'm looking at it, I can't tell that. And I don't know if Ms. Green knows the answer to that.
Yeah, the dividing line is west of Los Carneros in this image.
Okay, so everything east of Los Carneros is in the second district and west is in the third district. Is that correct?
Yes.
It's roughly correct, but not exactly, because you'll see there's also a portion of second district, which is west of Los Carneros, but north of 101. So anywhere you see the yellow bordered by the blue is the dividing line. It does zigzag around. So parts of those neighborhoods are in the city and parts are in the unincorporated area.
Now, can we compare that with what Santa Maria is suggesting so I can get some context?
Okay, let's see here.
Okay. I found this map hard to read, and what I'm just assuming at this point is that the areas on the west are now included 100%, but we're losing some on the east. Where is that? What does that look like?
Let's see here. Well, again, there's portions of the west above the 101 that are in a different suggested district than portions in the west that are south of 101.
I'm pulling up this in District R, so it'll give us a much more clear version than the. So that's where they have the dividing lines. So it does include most of the Elwood area and a lot of south of 101 in with Isla Vista and the unincorporated areas of Santa Barbara, as you look at it in here.
Okay, what are we losing on the east end of the city that would stay in the second district? Well, I'm assuming, and maybe I misspoke. This proposal here is for a new second district, is that correct?
It's for new districts in general.
I know, but for Goleta, we'd be in what district?
And I don't know that they've numbered the districts on each map, but maybe they are. You know, they do have.
I guess my point is, as we continue discussing this, you know, the whole idea of keeping as much of Goleta in one district is preferable in my mind. For the last 10 years, we lived with two districts, two supervisors, and I kind of question the accountability, especially when it deals with the revenue neutrality. I know we got some emails on that. But I think if you have one supervisor advocating for our city and as a whole, it's more advantageous than having two. That's just my opinion moving forward. That's why I wanted to see where exactly the dividing lines would be on both on Santa Maria's proposal as it overlays on what we currently have now. So I'll hold my questions for later. I have some other questions.
You know, I'd like to make a comment on that, Councilmember Seves. I've worked with both closely with both of our, I'm not saying we should have one, we should have two, but I can verify that my working relationship with both our supervisors has worked out extremely well. I think they've both been actively involved in our city. And so I don't have an issue with that at all.
My issue is quite simple in that we have two supervisors that represent our city now. It just takes one more to talk about undoing this revenue neutrality, which now has cost us $130 million. One supervisor. We already have two. And nothing's been done in the 10 years of that we've had this current, the way it's attributed now. I'm just saying if the city of Goleta really wants to get serious, they hold a person accountable and get a person to move it forward. Or they don't represent us. I mean, how long do we go with this agreement without finally having three supervisors seriously want to have a discussion on getting rid of the revenue neutrality? How many times will we talk about it? You know, are we going to wait until we pay them $200 million? That's why I'm saying one versus two. And yes, we have a great relationship and we're working on a lot of other issues, but I'm just talking about one issue that has not been, and they refuse to address it in the many years we try to get into the table.
Okay, I still can only see Roger, so I'm thinking the next person is Councilmember Kasdan?
Carriaco.
Carriaco, thank you. I can only see you, Roger. I don't know what the deal is, but.
Are you on gallery view?
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm sorry we're having some technology issues today, but appreciate everybody watching along at home, bearing with us here and hanging out with us on this Friday afternoon. You know, it's interesting as I sit here and I reflect on these maps, you know, having been a part of this community for a long time, there's a couple things that stand out for me. One is that Goleta has had at least part of itself in the second district since at least going back as far as Susan Rose being the second district supervisor. So there's historically for many, many years, particularly on the eastern end, like Old Town, Maravilla, those areas, they've been in the second district for a long time. So if I'm understanding the Santa Maria map correctly, it looks like most of Goleta would suddenly be in the third district. Can we put that, the Santa Maria map back up again, the one that had the kind of the landmarks and the streets? Yeah, and then just maybe zoom out just a little bit. So as best I can tell, that looks like that green would be third district. So that's a pretty good sized chunk of Goleta. And it looks like maybe part of Goleta would be in the first, but I'm not completely sure. And, you know, the other thing I would reflect on is, you know, I remember for years and years and years, there used to be people that used to complain about the way the maps were drawn congressionally. And they used to call our congressional district the ribbon of shame. And now I sit here and I look at the second district. Can you zoom pinch back out so that we can see the whole map just for a minute? I just want to be able to see the whole county briefly. And now you look at this map, and it's almost like the second district would be a pimple. It's just this little island in the middle of another district. And it's just a very strange map to me. The first question that I have is, Santa Maria asked us to do this. Did their council vote unanimously? Or, you know, did they have consensus that this was their preferred map, or was there some dispute? Was it a 3-2 vote, a 4-1, a 5-0? Do we know?
I don't know the answer to that question, Councilmember Kiriakou.
Okay. And then, you know, just to kind of address the point that I heard Councilmember Aceves make, you know, I think there's something to be said for concentrating our power in one district, at least from the standpoint of, you know, you're kind of putting all your eggs in one basket. So you would be a larger proportion of one supervisorial district. But if they're 90,000 and we're only around 30,000, 32,000, we're still not the biggest dominant population base. So I don't know if just putting all of our eggs in one basket would necessarily work. And I also don't know if being in three supervisorial districts would work, right? Because then we'd be so diluted that we wouldn't really have much of a voice in three. So I don't know if, you know, one is too hot and three is too cold and two districts is just right like Goldilocks. But, you know, I think it's an open question. I think the bigger question is how do these proposed maps comport with the Voting Rights Act? I know that's something that our city's Public Engagement Commission has learned a lot about as they've gone through their process. We haven't had as much training and advisement on it. You know, I think about the Voting Rights Act within the context of some of the questions that were being asked about where to draw a line and how to divide up the supervisorial districts if they're going to be more than one. And I guess the fundamental question for me is how would all of that comport with the Voting Rights Act and in particular racial gerrymandering, which, you know, race is a much more important community of interest than any other type of consideration. Now, I would hate to disenfranchise Latino voters in Old Town because we recommended the wrong kind of map, or, you know, people of color out near Elwood.
I'm not sure anybody's prepared to answer that.
Okay, and perhaps that's perfectly just, you know, fine. But, you know, absent that kind of information, I'm not sure I'm really prepared to make a recommendation today one way or another. The last question I have, I was wondering if staff could talk a little bit about something I've heard something about, which was that there was a meeting earlier this week with the Redistricting Commission, and I guess there was some kind of a miscommunication or a who's on first situation. I don't really know how to describe it, but can staff share what happened at the vote at the Redistricting Commission with Goleta's supposed position on redistricting? I understand that there was some kind of a letter that was given to the Redistricting Commission that mentioned that Goleta had taken a stand, or the mayor had taken a stand. I would like to understand that a little bit better.
Certainly, Mayor Perotti, if you'd like me to answer that, or you can.
I'll answer it. It came to my attention, I guess it was yesterday, that my name was attached to a letter supporting Santa Maria's map. You know, knowing that we hadn't even discussed the maps yet, we were doing that today. I was quite surprised. And I asked Christy if she, and I asked Michelle Green if it would be okay if Christy attended to let the commissioners know that, you know, there was a misunderstanding that I did not sign on. The city of Goleta hasn't even had a meeting about this, and that we're having one today. Christy, correct me if I've got anything wrong on that.
I think you got it all right.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for going to the meeting.
Madam Mayor, if I could just add a little to it. It appears the city of Santa Maria had prepared a draft letter anticipating support from all of the mayors in the county for their position. And we're in some kind of a process of reaching out mayor to mayor, I guess, to get that support. And I believe that draft letter did get attached to the packet, the agenda packet for the commission's meeting. We've since reached out to the city of Santa Maria and let them know very clearly that our mayor had not given her consent. Our council had not discussed this matter. And they clarified that it was just a draft letter. However, since it apparently got attached to the packet, I believe it was very misleading and led to a degree of confusion. So certainly we've made our position clear both with City of Santa Maria and also with the commission that the city of Goleta has not taken action on any map and that the purpose of today's meeting was to get feedback and direction from council so that you could do that. And I think that's where we left it on that issue.
Okay. Thank you, staff and Madam Mayor for indulging me on that. You know, I think it's unfortunate that happened. I think I'll refrain from commenting on their map from the perspective of what I think about how it affects Santa Maria or some of their neighboring communities. Although if asked, I think I would have some strong opinions about that. I think that's all for me for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Kasdan, thank you for waiting and sorry for my confusion of not knowing when to call on you. I still can't see everybody. All I see is All I see is one person at a time, so I apologize.
Okay, I think you can fix that in the view.
I've tried, and it's
the side by side gallery doesn't do it, if as opposed to side by side speaker or something.
I'll try that one. I hadn't tried that one. Ah, there you guys are. My mistake. Thank you.
Yes,
always willing to learn.
I guess three things. One is, as Council Members Kiriakou and Aceves indicated, you know, it's not an open and shut case whether or not one person would be more beneficial to the city than two in terms of supervisors It's an easy argument to make that having two votes of two council members, supervisors, puts us in a stronger position than having one advocate for us. And so, you know, I don't, the fact that we haven't gotten revenue neutrality solved, I don't think is fixable through this process. I think that, you know, how we solve that is going to be a different process. And so, and personally, I've been, as the mayor said, I've been happy with our current arrangement. I don't have a problem with it. We've worked well with the supervisors. So that wouldn't right now be any driving influence. I also want to echo what the mayor said as far as the public. It would be peculiar for us to go ahead without having had workshops, without having, you know, gauged the views of people affected, that those people who have or are in the third district, supervisory district, you know, I don't know, maybe they want to stay there. Maybe they've built up a relationship, and it would be, you know, odd for us to just go ahead without having some sort of opportunity to hear their comments. And the third point and the last one is just, you know, with respect to the map from Santa Maria and other things, we have to have an opportunity to step back and say, what's in Goleta's interest? You know, what makes sense for Santa Maria? There might be wonderful advantages to their map for their area that makes sense to them. But, you know, if when we're considering what we want, it has to be what's in Goleta's interest and not in Santa Maria's interest. So I can't imagine weighing in at this point and sort of trying to either duplicate the county's process with our own set of hearings and analysis, or weighing in without doing that. So that's where I would stand. Thank you.
Thank you. Council Member Richards.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to echo those comments as well as something that you said earlier in the meeting, Madam Mayor, you know, which is with regard to the public input into this process. You know, here we are on a Friday afternoon facing a deadline that's next week. So we don't, you know, this all feels very rushed to me, regarding the city of Goleta's input into the county redistricting process. When, you know, by my count, the county has had over two dozen meetings, you know, going back to the beginning of this year. Seven hearings are being planned. They have workshops. They have public meetings of the redistricting commission. All of these are public meetings that people have been able to participate in and weigh in on. For our own process, for our districting process, we have four public workshops. We had, you know, two hearings being planned and any number of public engagement commission meetings that have been open to the public and have been collecting input. In addition, at the same time, how many other districts in our area are going through a similar process? The water district, the sanitary district, Goleta Sanitary West, the Goleta Union School District, Santa Barbara Union School District, all of these are going through their own parallel, you know, processes with multiple hearings, multiple public meetings and opportunities for input. Are we going to weigh in on all of those as well? Like, I don't feel equipped. I don't feel like we've done enough to collect the public input that we would need to make an informed decision. I can tell you what I think, and you know, I'm sure you know we've individuals that we've heard from that have provided their letters for this meeting. But I don't think one meeting, which was just a notice just a few days ago, is really enough to, for me, collect the kind of input that we would need to make a decision on this. Furthermore, our residents, you know, have faith and trust their ability to participate in those other processes. I'm sure that we've had our residents weigh in on the county process as they are weighing in on the redistricting processes or districting processes for the other organizations. So I feel like, you know, that is an opportunity for our residents to give their input if they want it to, just as we're soliciting input for ourselves. And then finally, I would just say clearly, we are not on the same page. I don't, it's not clear to me that we would be better served by one county supervisor or two. I have some personal thoughts. I feel like it's been good, you know, to have the ability to interact with and reach out and to work with two different county supervisors. The degree to which that has affected our ability to renegotiate the revenue neutrality agreement, I don't know. Is that a major factor? I'm not sure. I can't say. I don't know that we can make a determination that you know, is something that matters in this process. I think it probably is better that we have the ability to directly interact with two county supervisors who are representing our area. But I don't know that that's been a determining factor in why we haven't been able to, you know, renegotiate a better deal. So I think that's where I am with this. I feel like this is too rushed of a process for us to make any real meaningful recommendations into the county's process.
Thank you, Councilmember Richards. Any other questions, comments? Not seeing any, but I'm
public also... comment.
Public comment. Thank you. Absolutely. Do we have any speakers that would like to speak to this topic?
Yes, and if any member of the public does wish to speak to this item, please use the raised hand icon and I will call on you. Looks like our first speaker is Lee Hellner.
Thank you.
Mayor Perotti and council members, good to see you all. I have been following the county's redistricting process from day one, which has been over a year now. It's a very complicated process with a lot of information that needs to be absorbed in order to form an informed opinion. And I do not think you have time to do that, given the schedule that you were shown earlier. Even being asked simple questions like where to divide Goleta, if you're going to divide Goleta, requires more information than you have about the requirements of the Voting Rights Act. The reason I think that you're looking at the Santa Maria map is that Santa Maria has been pushing it very aggressively, although it is only one of 50 maps in the first round. And there will be additional maps submitted by the November 8th deadline. So you're kind of being forced to make a choice that is narrower than you would need to choose from if you had the time, which I don't think you have. And you need to know about some pretty serious problems with Santa Maria's process. Ms. Green was pretty generous, or perhaps it was Ms. Schmidt, in describing this as a misunderstanding or a draft letter. Kathy Murillo was subscribed to that letter as well, and she'd never even been aware of it. Jim Throop of the city of Lompoc was claimed to have been a confirmed supporter. He also had not given any confirmation, and Lompoc has not weighed in. So the letter is functionally fraudulent and reflects a more political process on the part of Santa Maria, which really wants to push its map for political reasons. Goleta doesn't need to get dragged into that. Neither does the South County in general. This is a North County oriented map. Goleta has a different set of perspectives and needs and doesn't need to weigh in on another city's map just to help that city out. So I would say that the best thing you can do, given the short time involved, is to encourage Goletans to participate in the county process. Hopefully they've already been doing so, because there's a lot of information to be absorbed and a lot of time to be spent looking at all of these different draft maps to figure out which ones to weigh in on for the focusing process. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. If any other member of the public wishes to speak, please use the raised hand icon and I will call on you. George Relis.
Madam Mayor and council members, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
As you know, I'm a Goleta resident. I want to thank you for holding this meeting and staff for bringing this matter before you. As you know, county redistricting is very important to Goleta residents, and I think you're taking it seriously. That's great. That's why many Goleta residents are participating directly in the county's independent redistricting commission as recently as their meeting this past Wednesday. The issue before you today is whether you as a council should formally provide input to that commission. I believe the answer is no, at least not at this point, for several reasons. First of all, Goleta residents are already weighing in directly to the commission, as I stated. Two, you haven't had any public meetings or workshops to hear from Goleta residents on any positions you should take regarding county redistricting, except today's meeting. It appears that you wisely decided that Goleta residents are perfectly capable of representing Goleta's needs at the county commission, so you don't have to. And as Council Member Richards indicated, if you did weigh in, where would it stop? Would you weigh in on all these other commissions and groups that are doing redistricting? If instead you had decided to hold hearings on county redistricting, residents such as me would have had to take duplicative action, providing comments and suggestions on county redistricting to the county commission and then again to you. And now, if you decide to weigh in to the county commission at this point, you would be doing it based solely on your own opinions without public input, except what you get today at this one afternoon special meeting. So you'd have to provide decisions such as what other areas should be included with Goleta in a district and what intersections should might Goleta be divided and be based on your opinions, or which of over 70 maps already submitted to the commission that you favor, you're going to study 70 maps without any public input. That's against your tradition, the long tradition of Goleta government to have open government and citizen and resident participation. Not incidentally, it seems like you and your staff have enough on your plates managing and deciding on redistricting for the city of Goleta. And this time, you hardly need to run a parallel process at this time on county redistricting. Plus, you run out of time to run a parallel process, as the Mayor Perotti said. In summary, I'm advising you to refrain from advocating to the county commission for any specific county map, or really any other details, such as whether any areas should be included or excluded from a district containing Goleta, or any such details based on your opinion. Goleta residents interested in such matters can and are interacting with the county commission, and you should trust them or continue to trust them in that process. Thank you for your careful consideration.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm seeing no further hands, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, back to council. Councilmember Richards, your hand.
Thank you. You know, one point I wanted to add that I forgot to mention was, you know, I'm very grateful for our staff for putting together this report on such short notice. You know, I know that this was a very rushed circumstances that led to us coming to a meeting today, and that there was a lot of work that went into, you know, preparing the report, and I appreciate the questions that are being posed to us. These are really important questions, and they deserve to be well thought out and well informed to answer them. You know, I'm sorry that I don't feel able to answer, you know, these questions today, but I just wanted to say that I appreciate, you know, that this is being brought to us in this way, that we're having a public discussion, that we didn't just, you know, decide, you know, not to weigh in at all, or that no decisions were made, you know, outside of our session. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, I am grateful, and that even if we don't decide to move forward on any on answering the questions, I am thankful that the questions were posed and that we're able to have this conversation. So thank you.
Thank you. Council Member, Mayor Pro Tem Kiriakou.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to echo some of the comments that just came before. A number of months ago, when we were kicking off our redistricting process and meeting with our consultants, I had asked them as part of their scope of work if any kind of advisement on how to approach the county's process was in their scope of work. And they had indicated that at that time, that it wasn't. In retrospect, I wish perhaps I had pushed a little bit more strongly at that point to see if we could have a parallel process. That's something I think, you know, sitting back and reflecting now and seeing that other cities are weighing in and trying to influence the outcome, I think perhaps it would have been a good thing for Santa Barbara, for Goleta to find a way to have a process where we could have public participation and we could weigh in. Because I do think at the end of the day that if there's any city in this county that is strongly impacted by the composition, the viewpoints of the Board of Supervisors, it's our city. We're sort of at a crossroads of the county. And so I think that I think that it's important that we have representation, but based on where we are at this point in the process, the kind of Herculean task that our staff already had working with the consultant to create districts for our city for the first time, ultimately that is probably the more important prerogative, the more critical task to accomplish. I agree with the sentiment that our staff has a lot on their plate. And so I think where I'm at right now is ultimately I agree that we shouldn't weigh in on the county process and we should just go ahead and just table this for the time being. There will be other redistricting processes and other opportunities to have public input down the road.
Thank you. Councilmember Kasdan.
I want to say I appreciate also the report prepared on such short notice, and it's a good report. It's a very helpful report, and it lays out the issues and asks some good questions. So I just want to also echo those comments. And so thank you, Ms. Schmidt. it was good. And but again, the same concerns it doesn't make sense for us to be participating in advocating for Santa Maria's map or even trying to come up with our own map at this point. It would be really both inappropriate and rushed and ad hoc. So I also support the idea of tabling any kind of formal participation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Well, it seems like the majority of us feel strongly that, at no preference at this particular time. We haven't had the time to weigh to really do a thorough job and include our community, but we do encourage our community to stay engaged. I have faith that the redistricting commission will do a good job, but they do need to hear from our constituents as well. So I hope they will continue to stay engaged. So at this point, I'm thinking that we do not need to make a motion on this, that I was just looking for direction. Am I correct, Ms. Green?
Yes, Madam Mayor, that's correct. We don't need direction as staff. We're clear on where council stands. So from our perspective, we can conclude this if council is ready. If you'd like to discuss any other component of it, though, we are here.
Okay. Any other questions at this point in time? I see all of you, but I do not see any hands up. So that's... okay, I thank you, Ms. Schmidt, for putting this all together on such short notice. Thank you for going to the meeting and speaking on behalf of the city of Goleta. Thank you. I was in my own town hall meeting that night, and I couldn't attend, or I would have definitely. Okay, so I think what we need to do, if we're finished with this topic, it was the only item on our agenda today. We will have Ms. Garibaldi report us into closed session at this time.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And if I could just confirm with the city clerk's office that we have no speakers on closed session first.
There are no speakers for closed session.
Thank you. With that, we have one item for a closed session as listed on the agenda. It's anticipated litigation. Since we have no closed session speakers, the city council can now convene in closed session.
So we will recess to closed session and realizing there's another link, everyone, that we have to go to. Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Meeting back to order, and Ms. Garibaldi, will you please report us report out from closed session?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The City Council convened in closed session pursuant to the items listed on the agenda. There were no public comments on the closed session, and the City Council has now reconvened in open session at approximately 2:14. At the closed session discussion for initiation of litigation, the City Council unanimously voted to initiate a lawsuit against the University of California, Santa Barbara and the UC Regents related to the long-range development plan settlement agreement that the city has with the university.
Okay, thank you for that. And I think that ends our business for the day. So meeting adjourned.